Miss Blossom Time 2017 in here this morning, and we are joined by, let me get all these names right first. Miss Blossom Time, Kaylee. We got a first runner-up from Miss, it was former Miss Bridgman, now first runner-up, which is really cool. We have McKenna, and then we have second runner-up, Caitlin, and then Miss Congeniality, Devin. I got all that right, right?
Yes.
So let's talk to Miss Blossom Time first. Right. Kaylee, how's it going?
It's going really good.
Now, I'll tell you, you were on the show earlier, like a few weeks back, months back or whatever, when you were Miss Water Valley. Now you are Miss Blossom Time.
Yep.
How's it feel? Get right up on that microphone.
It's really surreal. They always, I feel like it's corny to say it's a fairy tale or a dream come true, but it really, really is. Like, that's a really good way to describe it.
Wonderful. Well, we actually have the audio from last night when you won. The big announcement. So I'll play it right now.
Miss Water Valley, Kaylee.
What was it like? What was it? Describe the moment, because when you were in here last time, you practiced your, oh my gosh, I won face. And I saw the video. You totally did the same exact face.
Well, that's because I was genuinely surprised. All the girls were really deserving this year, so it was kind of up in the air who would win. So I didn't know if it was going to be me or one of the other girls, because I think there was a pretty equal chance all around.
That's very cool. And now we have someone that's much shorter than you, which is, but first runner up, we have McKenna, right?
Yes.
I got that right?
Yes.
How's it going?
Good. I'm happy for Kaylee and all the girls that participated in the program. We're all community queens, and this just solidifies how great we all are.
Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah, and all the very heavy crowns that you guys have.
I was gonna say, those crowns are no joke.
This is cool. So you are the first, you're from Bridgman, correct?
Yes, I am.
And so are you a senior?
Hey, I'm a senior at Bridgman High School.
So what is the plan for you after being first runner-up Miss Blossom Time?
I plan to attend Calvin College this fall to obtain a double major in chemistry and Spanish, then to pursue a dental career.
Very cool. Also, Kaylee, what I can't remember. Did we talk to you about what you were going to do last time you were on here?
I can't remember, so I'll give you a quick summary again.
That's fine.
I want to attend Western Michigan University to get a career in physical therapy.
Oh, very awesome. Very awesome. All right, let's move down the line to second runner-up from Edwardsburg. Caitlin, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing great. So so you are the second runner-up?
I am.
All the way from Edwardsburg?
45 minutes away.
I know.
That's right.
Long drive. Some people don't even know where Edwardsburg is.
It's right next to the state line. I can see Indiana from my house.
Yeah.
If anyone's wondering, that's right.
Do you ever stand on the state line and say, I'm in Indiana? I'm in Michigan. I'm in Indiana.
Many times.
So what are your plans after being second runner-up to Miss Blossom Time?
Well, I've graciously been accepted to St. Mary's College, where I will hopefully pursue a degree in either science or the medical field. Hopefully physical therapy like Kaylee. So we were just talking that beforehand, so that's really cool. And I've got a lot of big plans. I'd like to pursue at least a doctorate in whatever I do.
Wow. Nice. Very exciting stuff. And now let's move down to former Miss Lawrence, now Miss Congeniality, Miss Blossom Time. Devin, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for asking. How are you doing?
Good. So you obviously have to be a nice person because you're Miss Congeniality.
I really hope so. No, I'm really happy the girls really saw my heart instead of just everything else that goes into it. You know, the 3:45 a.m.
Yep.
Everyone's sleepy. Some people are hungry. You know, there's so much more to everything. So I'm really happy people looked into the heart rather than, oh, I'm so hungry. Oh, my eyes are killing me this morning. You know what I mean?
Now, I got to say, now the guys mentioned this, and I know you guys rehearse on Sunday as well. How bad was daylight saving time? How much did that throw you guys off?
It hit hard.
Oh, I bet.
It felt like 3 days, in one day, kind of.
Oh,
almost
yeah.
3 days into one day. So it was really strange, but we pushed through it. We're here now. So.
Now, you guys spent a ton of time rehearsing and not only doing dress rehearsals as well the past few days. What songs are you now tired of because you had to dance to them probably 1,000 times?
I'm not really tired of Shake It Off because I walked into Applebee's last night and it was playing. And that was our song that we did on Monday night. So I'm not too tired of Shake It Off. Maybe Just Dance a little bit. But
okay.
I don't know. It was so much fun. I'm not tired of them. I'll probably keep playing them. I have them on my Spotify, so.
Wow. No wonder you're Miss Congeniality. You have positive energy about everything.
Well, you have to be happy some days, right?
This is good stuff. Now, you guys practiced, well, Kaylee, you practiced your surprise face, and so you guys, did you all practice surprise faces ahead of time?
No.
Now, I got to ask you, because being in, like, the top 10, that is, like, that takes a long time, because, you know, you got to stand up there for, 20 minutes, basically. How hard is it to smile for that long?
Twitching. Your cheeks are twitching.
When you're so happy, it's not hard.
Yeah. I know. Are your necks already starting to hurt because of these crowns are so heavy?
Oh, no.
No?
No.
Do you guys practice that, too? Do you, like, put a book on top of your head? Is that a thing?
I've been doing that down the hallways and have been getting some pretty weird looks at school.
Well, this is really awesome stuff. You guys are skipping school today, aren't you?
Possibly.
I just beach
do. You're really setting an example for all the young kids listening right now. No, I'm kidding. But you guys, thank you for making a stop. We're like your first tour stop, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. Yes.
So now it's downhill from here. Yeah. No, I'm kidding. But
thanks
thank you
for
guys.
Letting me know. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So it's you got positive energy about everything. So no matter where you go. But you guys are definitely going to have a lot of fun. Get to know each other even more than you did. So this is really cool. So we'll probably see you around here. Around town, and then obviously when the parade comes up in the spring, it'll be a lot of fun.
Hopefully, yeah.
All right. Thank you guys so much for joining us today.
Thank you.